"You're going to summer school" is a phrase that most kids don't want to hear. Summer school has traditionally been for kids who fail the class and need to get back on track. But more than ever, school districts are putting an emphasis on getting kids who aren't in academic trouble into summer programs that give them a leg up during the school year. But what exactly gives that leg up? Especially since summer camp is supposed to be fun, at least if you ask Aiden Sliker.
Well, Coach Bob is trying to teach us, and he's actually a really good coach, and I think everybody's going to like it.
Is this your favorite week of the summer or not?
Yes.
Why is that?
I like having fun.
This is Shooter's Gold, a basketball camp run in 7 spots in the state, including this one in Laconia. Coach Jesse Bopp says there are lots of reasons why a basketball camp can help kids with school.
Striving to do your best, personal accountability, enjoying the game, exercise, teamwork, those sorts of things, and hopefully that stuff translates into kids being more in an academic rhythm and when school starts in September.
But can basketball really help with academics? Harris Cooper, a researcher at Duke University who studies summer learning loss, says kids are learning machines, wired to be learning all the time. As he puts it, as long as you turn on the faucet, they're getting something.
During the school year, that faucet is on for all kids. During summer, the faucet is on certainly more strongly for kids in middle-class homes than kids in disadvantaged homes.
So a basketball camp where kids can chat with peers, the coach, and counselors is better than sitting at home and watching TV all day. And it, and other summer camps, may help schools close the achievement gap, that difference between the test scores of poor and middle-class students. Some education advocates argue that dealing with summer learning loss is the most obvious and cost-effective way of doing that. They want the faucet to be all the way open all summer long.
Anyone find an eye?
This is CSI class. It's one of the summer enrichment programs that Laconia offers through Project Extra. Kids here are dusting objects to check for fingerprints. Later this week, they'll learn about chromatography.
I love science.
Nicole Lyons is one of the CSI teachers, and she says kids are actually more likely to be engaged by science during the summer.
I don't know, it's just almost more comfortable. There's no pressure for, am I going to get a good grade on this? It's just, I'm going to learn for the sake of learning.
Laconia Middle School students can sign up for rocket building, aquatic biology, theater, and any number of other enrichment programs. The idea is these camps can serve as a bridge between school years and can do it in a way that's appealing to kids instead of feeling like punishment. The problem is these programs don't reach everyone. The Department of Education doesn't keep track of how many students are in summer programs, and every district is different. But here's a snapshot of Laconia. Laconia has just fewer than 1,400 students below 8th grade, and between all of their programs, including special education and summer school, the Laconia district estimates they serve 400 to 500 of them. Another couple hundred attend camps with Parks and Rec, the Boys and Girls Club, and the local daycare. So maybe somewhere around 50% of middle and elementary school students are up to something during the summer. That puts them ahead of the rest of the state, where according to a survey by the Wallace Foundation, only 29% of parents say their kids are in a program. But education reformers say these numbers need to rise, especially for younger kids. They say if you don't get to them early, kids start to fall so far behind they can't catch up and they get jaded.
I think the reason why we do better is because we want to. We want to go on to the next grade.
That's Gage Cardinal, a middle schooler who's going to summer school to make up for a class he failed. Compare him to Trenton McDonald, who, as a high schooler in the same situation, is less enthusiastic.
What would your ideal summer be if we gave it to you?
Not having to come to any school. They should pay us to go to school.
Summer learning advocates say schools have to find a way to reach and engage students like McDonald, and summer might just be the time to do it. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.